Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Text Rich, you may want to check your numbers on wealth in this country. We did that a couple weeks ago. There is absolutely enough personal net worth to cover the entirety of outstanding student loan debt. No, you must have misunderstood me. I said there is not enough wealth in this country to cover the Democrat agenda being laid out in this presidential campaign, which is Medicare for all, student loan debt paid off, free college, free health, so free healthcare, free college, tuition, and free universal child care. It just doesn't exist. But they're making folks think it does. Like they're going to get this. They think like that the only thing reason this money that should rightfully be theirs is being kept from them is because no Democrat has ripped it from the hands of somebody making too much money.
Well, they make up rights in the Constitution that aren't there. So why not just make up money for things in the budget that aren't there?
Sure, why not? I mean, this would be like, they are such a flim-flam scam bunch of people, these Democrats. This kills me. This would be like, if it was like 1900, right? The year 1900, and they're running on, oh, we're going to totally socialize everything and we'll pay for all your bills. How are you going to do that? Oh, with an income tax. Well, but you'd need an amendment to the Constitution for that. Yeah, no, totally. It's no big deal. Well, they eventually did pass the amendment to the Constitution. They're going to need one for a wealth tax. You can't do it. It's not legal. I mean, you could do it with an amendment to the Constitution, but they're not telling their nut job followers this. And so they think they're entitled to all this, and all they got to do is get a Democrat in. They're going to get, it's going to be all theirs. All this money, all this. They're going to pay off $50,000 of my college debt, and they're going to, you know, if I'm a middle class, they're going to give me a $500 check a month. They just transfer it out of some rich guy's bank account. That's Kamala Harris saying that. And they're going to give me free child care. That'll be good. I don't want to pay for daycare anymore. Oh, I'm going to get free health care, too.
Well, you know, all those rich guys stole all that money from the poor people who don't have any money. That's the kind of math you're dealing with.
Right. Well, even if you want to take it from them, you can't legally. And Peter Morici explained that legality of that, not without another constitutional amendment, you can't do a wealth tax. So if they can't do the wealth tax, what will they do?
That's not going to stop them. Legality has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, my point here is that they're going to tax the middle class. They're going to have to. The wealthy don't have enough to pay for all of this.
Yeah.
The whole agenda, not just the payback of the college loans. And anyway, it would be illegal to take it from them, the wealth tax way they're saying they're going to. So, I mean, the big surprise here is at the end, if y'all really want this done, you're going to have to pay for it. It's not free.
Well, I got news for you. Check out what's happening in New York, folks. If you start levying these huge taxes on the rich, what happens? They leave because they can afford to.
Yeah, but I guess they're betting they won't leave the country.
Please. You can incorporate offshores, do something in the Seychelles or, you know.
Seychelles sounds nice this
time. Yes, it does.
You know what I mean? That's what I need. I need a
she shed on the Seychelles.
Oh, my gosh.
Or Tara.
Don't let me say that three times too fast.
Good to say it once.
You know, or I'll get an FCC violation for profanity. But anyway, okay, so meantime, while reflecting on the public service that Julian Assange has done for us, so much of what he has leaked, folks haven't even, you know, completely dug through. One of the emails that he leaked, the Clinton Podesta emails from Jimmy Podesta, is out. And people are, it's been out since 2015, but people are taking a look at it. I'm sorry, John Podesta. And a left-wing comedian by the name of Jimmy Dore, who's on, he's very popular, but for some reason lost his mind and actually told the truth, just did a great presentation, which will no doubt be censored in about 5 seconds, on the beginnings of the Trump-Russia delusion. Collusion, delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed to an email by Podesta, hacked by God knows who. We don't know. They've never proved who did the hacking, if there even was hacking. In 2015. And do you know what that email said?
I can't imagine.
That they should, this 2015, mind you, slaughter Trump, quote unquote, slaughter Trump by linking him to Putin and Russia.
Ooh.
Now, yeah, so John Podesta is Hillary's chief fundraiser and fixer and was her campaign chairman at the time. Not just some Carter Page style practical intern, but her actual campaign chairman. The email was leaked by WikiLeaks at the time, but did not garner a lot of attention because we hadn't heard Russia collusion yet.
Yeah.
I revealed John Podesta and Hillary's inner circle's plan to slaughter Trump on quote unquote. That sounds a lot like what happened.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Well, I'm sure the media's going to dig into this right away.
Of course. I'm sure they will.
Which is kind of odd. You know, I mean, the coincidence here. I mean, wow, we've got an email now saying their plan was to link Trump and Russia, that polled the best in terms of hurting him, and they were going to do that. And then oddly, tell me again, who was it who paid for the dossier that linked Trump and Russia? Who
was
it?
That was Hillary.
Hillary! Yeah. That's another connection.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably coincidence.
Yeah, must be. Couldn't possibly be anything nefarious.
Right. No, they would never do that. Even though they put it in writing that they planned to do that. I mean, it doesn't mean they did.
Yeah, it's not like they took out an insurance policy on it or anything.
Meanwhile, we know that within 24 hours of the election, the Hillary team, after losing the election, cooked up the plan to frame the president-elect with hacking the centerpiece of their argument. Now, that is very strange. So you're telling me, before Podesta was hacked allegedly by the Russians, but we don't know since the DNC's never turned the server over and Podesta was never really hacked anyway. It was a fishing expedition, but whatever they say, it was the Russians. How could Podesta know that Trump would be linked to the Russians before Podesta was allegedly hacked by the Russians? See the chicken and the egg there?
Mm-hmm.
Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Well, Podesta got hacked by the Russians. That's the official explanation. Well, that's real odd because he was already planning to link Trump and the Russians to destroy him before he was hacked by the Russians, the hacking of which was used as what? Proof that the Russians were in league with Trump. If that hurt your head, it's because it doesn't make sense in any time-space continuum. You can't plan your hacking by the Russians and blaming Trump on it in an email before you get hacked by the Russians. Chicken or the egg? You think this would be big news. Anyway, so he just did a whole big thing on it, explaining the email dated 12/21/2015. And this was their plan to take out Trump. 2015. Now, when did the evil forces of darkness in the deep state say that they were forced to open said hacking investigation? Why? That was July of 2016, which just happened to be the month that Trump was accepted the nomination by the Republican Party and officially became the nominee.
Yep.
Wow, okay. So I thought the whole thing dates to 2016, except strangely, this dates to 2015. That's odd. Anyway, it'll never make the mainstream media because it's completely relevant, totally pertinent, and completely explains the whole thing.
So it'll you'll never see it again.
Right. Meanwhile, we'll just have to make do. I laughed so hard when I heard this on Fox News. We'll have to make do with explanations like this. Did you hear this from Kamala Harris?
Oh, boy.
Old horizontal. Take a listen to what she's saying here. It's just funny. How she knows that Trump needs to be impeached.
But I think we have very good reason to believe that there is an investigation that has been conducted which has produced evidence that tells us that this president and his administration engaged in obstruction of justice.
We have good reason to believe that an investigation has been conducted. Are you sure, honey? Who did it? I don't know. Well, we believe an investigation's been conducted that would have found evidence. What evidence?
Some people investigated something.
Yeah, some people did something. And they found something. And thus, we must impeach the president. If this makes sense to you, you may be a liberal. This is just getting so absurd. I mean, I at some point, there's common sense has to take over and reassert itself, right?
You think? I'm not so sure
about
that.
Never mind. I knew it. I knew Pete Buttigieg would catch on. That's because he's gay. No, seriously, I know, as he said the other day, I'm very, very gay. Like, think of the most gayest thing that you can think of, and I'm that gay. So apparently, if you got to win a Democrat primary, it's not good enough to just merely be gay. You have to be very gay. Like, he's so extremely gay. I don't know why. Don't ask me. These people are nuts. And yesterday we talked about this. If you were a white male candidate and you stood up there and said, I am very hetero. I am so hetero. Like, think of the most heterosexual thing you can think of. And that's me. Oh, it would never end. You would be demonized, called toxic. You might even be called a homophobe. But if you're gay, it's okay. Anyway, he's very, very gay. There's a reason he's emphasizing that. Because gay is hot. No, I mean, it is hip. It is cool. I'm telling you, he's going after these young voters and it's working. I've had so many people text me, he's gay, he's got a husband, he kissed his husband during his announcement making presidential campaign history. Yeah. No, he's not going to win. I'm like, oh no, he's going to rock it in the polls. I predicted that last week when first ever presidential campaign photo of a man kissing his husband, Pete Buttigieg, people are going to love this. And looky here. I knew this. Here's the thing. The gay thing right now with younger people, particularly really young people, is really hot. And no, it's not just gay. It's fashion. I mean, rainbow support bracelets and necklaces and attire and all of that kind of stuff. It's more than just gayness or supporting the gay movement. It's literally a fashion statement. I was talking about going to my daughter's middle school tour and open house. They were two separate events in the same day. I mean, I'm looking everywhere. Everybody's got on these kids. They got bracelets. They got T-shirts. They got everything is about rainbows. And the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, that kid, you know, kid must be out. Wow, middle school, that's early. And then I realized, no, there couldn't be that many of them out. They're walking around in rainbow-colored attire because this is hip. It's hot. I mean, anything gay is so hot right now. 2 years from now, I don't know what it's going to be. It's going to be something else. But merchandising, everybody. I mean, you got to have some kind of support, you know, jewelry, accessory, T-shirt, whatever. It's everywhere. Stickers, all over the place. I was shocked by it. I mean, it's in middle school. So, I mean, with this younger generation, it's got to be people in their 20s, high school, that kind of thing. And so, I mean, just having seen that with younger people, I thought, wow, that's why he's doing all this, you know, emphasizing how very gay he is. Not just gay, but very gay. How are you a little heterosexual? How does that work? I'm a little heterosexual. I'm not really that heterosexual. Are you bisexual? No. Are you gay? No. Just hetero. But only a little hetero? Okay. Nobody talks like that except this guy. But anyway. Yeah, so he has rocketed to the top, at least in one poll. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is very gay, are statistically tied for second place with likely Democrat voters in the key primary state of New Hampshire, according to a poll released Monday. I predicted this last week. I said, man, that kiss with his husband, Chasten, man, that is going to rocket him up in a poll. And sure enough, it did. This is what the Democrats are about. They are about virtue signaling by selecting the candidate from the largest, most painful Democrat grievance groups. They've already voted for the black guys. They're going to do the gay guy. And listen, I don't care if he's gay. I truly do not care. The man offends me. Not because he's gay. Because of his views. And what they would do to the country. Particularly his economic views. And listen, I said this the other day. Please don't misunderstand this. I'm not knocking him for being gay. If you are very gay and you're running in a conservative primary and you are the biggest patriot and the biggest hater of the government, and you convince me that you're most going to reduce the size, I'm going to vote for you. I'm going to vote for the most conservative person in the primary. I don't care. So I don't care that he's gay. I don't like the way he's using it, though. Because see, with the Democrats, who you are and what you represent is so much more important than whatever you're planning to do. And he knows this. And so I predicted this last week. I said, listen, and I put this on my Facebook page. It had one of the highest hit levels of anything I've ever posted. And it was Pete Buttigieg kissing his husband. And just about every comment said the same thing. He's not going to win. I said, no. I put it right in the post. I said, no, this is going to be huge. They're going to love this. I put, don't be surprised if this boosts him significantly in the polls. And here we are. Because there is a significant demographic in America, again, that will wear a Pete Buttigieg bumper sticker as a fashion statement. They don't care. They don't know or care what the guy stands for. They don't. It's utterly immaterial. It's just the equivalent of a middle school, highly fashionable rainbow color bracelet, which you got yourself either a bracelet or a necklace or a T-shirt or a sticker for your book bag. Everything is rainbow colored in junior. And I don't mean just rainbow colored because rainbows are in. I mean, rainbow colored represents being gay. And for most of them, it's supporting gay people. It's not that they're gay themselves. So not surprised. I would not be surprised if it's either Bernie or Pete versus Trump. There may be some scandal that comes along that I don't foresee here, but yeah. I think it's either going to be Bernie, Pete, or you know maybe Horizontal Harris. I'm not sure. Although that's really been done. You know what I mean? Like, I guess she's a woman, maybe. I don't know. Oh, did you see this? This whole Buttigieg thing has lesbians enraged. They are not falling for this. Did you see this? The lesbians have come out, and they are against Pete Buttigieg because they feel that they were robbed of the Hillary win that they so justly deserved after the Obama win, because Obama's a male. So now it's time for a woman. Yet there is actually an anti-Buttigieg lesbian group. They want nothing to do with him. Like, literally nothing to do with him. And they feel that he's using gayness to pass off the fact that he's a white male. And they say, no, we need to focus more on his white maleness than his gayness, because white men are bad. And we cannot forget that white men are bad just because they happen to be gay. We cannot lose sight of what we know. Lesbians against Buttigieg. Folks, this is going to be so much fun to watch. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, Lee. The text line number is, of course, 71307. Texter writes, Tara, why was the media so incensed that the Dems, Podesta, Clinton were hacked, but not a peep about the multiple felonies admitted to in the emails? Because that would implicate Hillary.
Yeah.
And it is the working rule of the FBI. We never do anything that implicates Hillary.
No reasonable prosecutor.
Whatever. Yeah. Texter writes, will Horizontal play the piano all the way to the White House? Stay tuned.
Oh, gosh. Oh, very punny. Very.
Yes, extremely punny. Oh, boy. Okay. Texter writes, Tara, haven't you learned not to pay polls any attention? No, look, I don't know who's going to win this thing. There might be five to 15 more Democrat candidates that show up. I'm not sure.
Individual polls are interesting to look at. Yeah. It's trends that you have to look at. That's one thing that Real Clear Politics and others do that's good.
Yeah.
Average all those together.
And I don't know if Pete Buttigieg should last. I shouldn't make predictions.
Yeah, I mean, this is way early.
But yeah, I knew that kiss last week when he kissed his husband, Chastain, at his announcement that making presidential campaign history, I knew that would boost him in the polls. I knew it would just rocket him right up.
This is like taking the lead on lap 10 of the Daytona 500.
Yes, exactly.
There's a whole lot of race to go.
Yeah. Text writes, Mayor Bugaboo is also a veteran. Problem is the guy is a progressive socialist. See, that is the problem. But he's so gay. He described himself last week, not as just gay, but very gay. Like he said, think of the very gayest thing you could think of, and that was him. I thought of unicorns with glittery tails.
You know, I don't know. I don't get that. I mean,
I don't either. I don't understand it.
Not. I don't know. I'm going to be real careful here. I'm just going to
I don't mean to laugh at him, but I mean, come on. I like to make the comparisons you and I often do. Okay, what if somebody on the other side said this? Well, I'm heterosexual. Like, I am so heterosexual. Like, think of the most hetero thing you can think of, and that's me. That would be considered a bizarre statement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why would you assure us that you're not just heterosexual? You're very, very, very heterosexual. We don't care. You know what I mean? Like, nobody would ever say that. And if they did, they would be laughed at.
If I had seen him and not known anything about him or heard from him, I would not make that assumption. I probably wouldn't even think about that. I mean, I don't base my politics on sexual orientation to begin with.
I don't either. Texter writes, I'm not reading that. No, I can't read that either.
Okay. All right.
Or that.
Okay. Too much piano playing going on
here.
It's
just these people are out of control in the text line today. I'm going to have to step away for a moment. I can't take it.
Yeah.
I want to just touch on this for a second. Because yet again, and we have been all over this, the escalating anti-Semitism by the Democrat Party and the overtness of it. I have not been surprised to see Marxism on the rise in my lifetime. How quickly we forget the horrors of what it, you know, wreaked on the world in the last century. But I never thought in my lifetime I would see an anti-Semitism so reminiscent of Nazism rise in my lifetime. I never thought I would see it. Because Stalin's exploits are not anywhere near as well known as Hitler's.
No.
Especially not as it concerns the Jews. And yet.
Well, it's because he had victims and he got rid of the witnesses.
Yeah. But yet... it's one thing after the first it's Ilhan Omar, Then it's this just horror show at UNC and Duke, for which, by the way, both chancellors have now apologized. This anti-Semitic conference where they brought in a Palestinian rapper who openly identified himself as an anti-Semite, had the crowd singing along with him karaoke style to an anti-Semitic song. Students, professors. This was sponsored by every major department on campus and covered in the local news. I mean, it was a horrifying thing to watch. That just sort of open anti-Semitism, everybody laughing at how, he even screams from the stage how beautifully anti-Semitic you look, and they all laugh and clap. I mean, whack jobs. You know, this is the modern left, right? Well, and I've been screaming because that has made local news, and it's made North Carolina news, but it's not made national news. It's been all but blacked out by the Washington Post and the New York Times. I mean, it is the most overtly anti-Semitic thing I have seen since Hitler, honestly. I mean, I can't think of anything else, unless you want to go don the pages of white nationalist, you know, websites or something. And this is Duke in Carolina, my alma mater.
North Carolina.
UNC, yes, North Carolina. We call it Carolina up there. It's like 3 weeks when I moved down here. Everyone's like talking about Carolina. I'm like, wow, I didn't know UNC was so popular down here.
No.
And they're like, oh, Carolina means Carolina here. I'm like, you know, USC.
Yes.
It took me like 3 weeks
even
to figure that out.
Even a Clemson fan like me will defend that, so.
Yeah, I guess you go over the state line. That's what you got to expect, right? That's what you get.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, Time Magazine, did you see what they did? Time Magazine's top 2019 list of the world's 100 most influential people. They named the Malaysia Prime Minister as most influential for his core values. He is an open, proud, self-professed anti-Semite. He refers to himself as an anti-Semite and refers to Jews as hook-nosed. This guy just won an honor, not for being, you know, influential as a hateful anti-Semite, but for his core values, which Time praised.
Well, who's reading Time anymore to begin with?
Well, it doesn't matter. This is the left wing for you. And
nobody
bats an eye. Can you imagine if Breitbart had done like a top 10 best people on earth and honored this guy?
Yeah.
They would be deplatformed from right to left.
Absolutely.
All across the internet, they would be just taken off the platform.
Yeah.
These are the people who tell us that we can't bear to allow Alex Jones to have a format. Alex Jones never did anything one-tenth as outrageous as what Time just did right here with this. And he has repeatedly swatted away, you know, reporters have asked him multiple times about his anti-Semitism. He said basically people just need to stop it. Lots of groups don't like him, and he doesn't care if Jews don't like him just because he calls them hook-nosed. He denies the Holocaust. Time Magazine, folks, this stuff is going mainstream.
Yeah.
I don't want to alarm you, but it's going mainstream on the left. And I never thought I'd see the resurgence of the Nazi Party in my lifetime, but when you put socialism with anti-Semitism, I ask you, what is different from Nazism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't figure out how to separate the two, except they call it something different now. I never thought I would see this resurgence in my lifetime, and I condemn it in the strongest terms. This is horrific. If you are Jewish, you need to be paying close attention to what the leftists that you fund are doing and how they feel about you. Because let me tell you what, it's not good.
You are being used.
You're being used. And where's the universal condemnation of Time for this?
Yeah.
I mean, Trump was vilified for like a week. Remember after the synagogue shooting and disinvited by some rabbis from coming, given, you know, he's such an anti-Semite. Well, based on like what thing he said. Based on what thing he did? Well, nothing. We can tell by looking at him. Okay, well, here's some actual anti-Semitic thing that you can condemn. The UNC anti-Semitic conference. This Time nomination, where with a straight face they say his, you know, moral values are what they honor. I mean, it's day in and day out. And you know where this is coming from, Lee? I'm telling you. The reason they think they can do this is because of Jeremy Corbyn. And Jeremy Corbyn is a leader of the Labour Party in the UK, and he's very popular. And the Labour Party is being watched. They could have the votes to field the next prime minister. Nobody knows, but they're very resurgent right now. They're very popular. Jeremy Corbyn is an open anti-Semite. He is just brazen about it. I mean, there's quote after quote. I mean, quote. You look it up, Google it. He's an open anti-Semite, and nobody has ever been able to lead a party that is popular while being an open anti-Semite in modern history, but he's doing it right now. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, was recently last week, I thought it was interesting, an interview, she was doing an interview overseas and they're asking her about, you know, different politicians she identifies with, movements and stuff. She mentions Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party. So they're very aware of Corbyn. Now, she immediately, she says, you know, I don't support everything about him. She's condemning the anti-Semitism because she knows about it. But she's paying lip service to the wonderful Labour Party. They're basically communist, socialist, communist, whatever, who are, he's an anti-Semite. So she knows they're very aware of this. This is where this is coming from. You know where else I think this is coming from, Lee? I got this crazy theory. Okay, tell me what you think. I think that socialism is very popular right now. And UK, it is hard to go online and look at sites, find sites, read sites championing socialism without seeing anti-Semitism. The two are tied at the hip. This is the variety of person the New Zealand shooter was. And they're on the left, not the right. And I think what people are doing, they're checking out socialism. There's a big buzz around it, AOC and all this. They want to find out about socialism. And they're stumbling into these socialist sites that are also anti-Semitic. And I think that's why you're seeing a resurgence on the left. It goes hand in hand in history. Yeah. I don't know why, but it does. But this is a bad trend, folks. Bad, 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 bad trend, because it is not being condemned. All right, to the email basket. Emailer writes, hey, Tara, so the Democrats are turning out to be heterophobic. They fear heterosexual, apparently. But I mean, that's okay. Ralph writes in an email to me at Tara@1063WORD.com. Hey, Tara, I'm old enough to remember when we were told that Bill Clinton was the first black president. So... little Peter could be the first female president. He has a husband. So what else do you need? Look, I don't know. It all depends on how he identifies. I have no idea. He is, as predicted. I don't know if he'll stay at the top of the polls. But I knew he'd get a big boost from kissing his husband, Chasten, at his announcement, which is a presidential campaign first. That is. It's his campaign history. And I knew it would pay off, and it did. So he is now running neck and neck with Joe Biden. See, I mean, if you're going to be a white guy in the Democrat primary, you're going to have a shtick. I mean, you cannot just be white. This is Biden's problem. You can't just be white. I mean, look, the New York Times ran an editorial against a white guy in the primary the other day. Is it wrong to nominate? Well, how did it go? Was it wrong to nominate a white guy? I mean, they pretty much universally agreed it was. So you have to be a grievance group member. So you either got to be gay. Bernie gets a pass because he's the first true authentic socialist. So he's kind of, he's a white guy, but, you know, he's the one who led the revolution. So, I mean, he gets kind of a nod the way Che Guevara would if he showed up today. But like no other, standard white guy. I mean, if you're just repeating the socialist talking points, they have no use for you. There's no grievance group there, you know? So, I mean, Bernie gets a pass because he was first. But, I mean, if you're going to be white, you're going to have to either be gay or, I mean, I don't even think having a skateboard's enough. You're going to have to find another shtick. Because as we know, white men are bad. They're bad. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's problematic. Anyway, enough of that. Want to leave you with one final thought. The media is in walking dead mode like zombies. And they are repeating that the Sri Lanka bombers were reacting to the New Zealand mosque shootings as if Muslims have never blown up anything before now. Muslim terror attacks kill roughly 20,000 Christians a year. You heard that right. All over the world. So to act like this never happened, man, till the New Zealand mosque shooting. Nah. Okay, according to what? What's your source? According to the Wall Street Journal, it's because the country's defense minister said so. Sri Lanka's government has information indicating the plotters of the Easter bombings that killed more than 300 people were reacting to the New Zealand shootings that left 50 Muslims dead in March. The defense minister, Ruwan somebody, made the statement in parliament, didn't elaborate or provide any details about the nature of the government's information. Okay, what is going on here? This is an international effort to blame Trump, because as we know, the New Zealand shooter would have never done it if Trump weren't such a racist and a white nationalist. And see, so because he did that in New Zealand, the guys who did this can't be blamed. That's the point. Do they have any proof? No. Now, they may even say, some of the people associated with these bombers in Sri Lanka, that was retaliation. And that's fine. And maybe that's part of it. But the leader of the group they are naming, you cannot ignore that for years, including years before the New Zealand shootings, told his followers to go out and violently overthrow the government of Sri Lanka because Sri Lanka is Allah's territory, should only be run by Muslims. He explained this in great detail in his videos. And that they were to use violence to overthrow the government. In particular, anybody who was not a Muslim. That they were not to kneel to the flag of that government, because an Islamist should never kneel to the flag of a government that is not run by Islamists. This is what he believes. This is why he did the attack. He has been advocating for violence for many, many years before the New Zealand shooting. So I love the revision of history now. But they're the ones with the microphone, so whatever they say becomes real. All right, have a great rest of the day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.